So good to be in the house of the Lord tonight as we get close to that day that we celebrate Christmas, the day we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you could adjust one of these lights a little bit for me. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. I want to talk to you, and the title tonight is Mary, Did You Know? Turn to somebody and wave and say, Mary, did you know? Amen. Can you adjust one of these lights for me, Edward, please? Amen. And I love that song. There's so many different renditions of it. We used Mary, Did You Know? For many years in our passion play. At the beginning of the play, she would come down. But I want to talk about Mary tonight. Mary was a prepared vessel. You know, usually we don't talk about Mary unless it's Christmas time, but, you know, we talk a lot about Ruth and about Esther during the year. If you think about Mary, how God prepared her from her youth. You think about the hand of God upon her. It wasn't just a happenstance that God just chose Mary one day. He planned it, just like he planned your life. And planned God to choose you. And I love this verse in Luke chapter 1, verse 38. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Lord, bless your word tonight as we understand a little bit more about your handmaiden. Two things here that stand out. Number one, she immediately responded. Wow. When the angel came and told her this, she didn't say, well, I'll think about it. She didn't say, well, that's kind of an unusual thing to ask me to bear a child that's conceived by the Holy Spirit. She just responded. The second thing is she immediately spoke the word of God. She goes, according to your word, let it be. And you know, I began to think about the preparation that Mary went through. The first thing is she had a prepared path. Isaiah 35:8, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. You see, God watched over his holy seed for generations. It was a holy seed that he watched over. So her path was already prepared before she was even born. How great is God? How wonderful are his ways? How majestic and how unlimited is his wisdom? You see, she was on a path of holiness, because God had separated a people out of Egypt. And during that time, if you look at the Old Testament and the tabernacle, the priest on their outfit had a thing, holiness unto the Lord. So God was establishing a holy people in order for Mary, hallelujah, for Mary to carry that holy thing within her, the Lord Jesus Christ. So God started way back with the people, prepared a highway for Mary called holiness. Amen. God is so good and wise. Another preparation for Mary was her heart. She said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. A handmaiden is one who worships God and submits to him. She had prepared her heart with a cloak of humility, a real yieldedness, and a glorious submission to God. God so worked in her heart for her to prepare her heart for our Lord Jesus Christ. There wasn't anything in Mary that was rebellious. There was nothing in Mary that was stubborn. She was completely yielded. She didn't become proud when she knew she was going to carry the Son of God. God had prepared her heart and with her, together she was ready. Everybody say she was ready. But then another preparation of Mary is her prepared faith. Be it unto me according to your word. She had lived a life of faith. She had believed from a child in the great Almighty God. She had believed the stories of the Old Testament. She had believed the prophets and the Psalms and Proverbs. She was a woman of faith, not just when the angel came, but she had prepared her faith. Let me tell you something. You and I are pretty similar to Mary. We are preparing our faith for that great day when we'll see Jesus face to face. Peter says, having not seen, you love. Glory to God. Then he says, add to your faith virtue. Add knowledge, add temperance, add self-control, and add brotherly love. What is he saying? He's saying that while we're here on this journey, we must carry, like Mary, our Lord Jesus Christ within us, his nature. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So even though we're not carrying literally like Mary, yet we are figuratively carrying Christ in a certain dimension. And on that great day when we stand before him, we're going to say, Lord, it was according to your word. It wasn't according to my personality. It wasn't according to if everybody liked me. It wasn't according if everybody invited me to their home. It wasn't because of my intelligence, my giftings. It wasn't even because of my own desire to win. Lord, it was because it was according to the word you spoke to me. The word of promise to me. That you had predestined me to the adoption of children. And I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Yes, we are a lot like Mary. Let it be, Lord, according to your word, not according to this world, the world's system, not according to this opinion and that, but like Mary, as we carry the Lord Jesus Christ in type inside of us by his spirit, he grows in us, and his nature grows, and it consumes us until we're like Jesus. Be it according to your word. I don't know about you in the days we're living in. My trust is in his word. The storm comes to the righteous and the unrighteous. And Jesus build on the word, on the rock. Because things happen, storms come to everybody. Sickness knocks on everyone's door. Death knocks on everyone's door. Disappointments knock on the Christian as well as the unbeliever. But we, like Mary, know that the word has final say. The circumstances of life don't have the final say for the believer. The word does. The word has final say. Give him a praise, somebody. Amen. Another preparation, and I love this, I love all of them. She prepared her mind. Think about it. When the angel left her, she had to walk it out. Can you imagine her mind trying to say, was that really an angel? Mary, do you really think you're going to have a baby? Having not known a man? Mary, what do you think's going to happen when the village finds out you are pregnant without a husband? According to the law, you're to be stoned. Can you imagine the thoughts the devil came after her? If we think that Satan left her alone, then we've not read our Bible. Because I guarantee you, the devil knew something happened when he saw that angel come to Mary. And she had to, even though she didn't have Ephesians 6, she still had to put on a helmet of salvation and put on the armor of God. The armor of God isn't something that just Paul came up with all through the scriptures. Truth, righteousness, you know, all of that has been on the people of God. Her prepared mind. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. Can you imagine after this happened? And here comes Joseph. He's walking down the village. He's got some bread and some fish. What on earth am I going to tell Joseph? Can you imagine what went through her mind? Even though she had the boldness and the courage and kindness to address it, still she had to struggle. There's no way. And I want to talk about Mary's struggles just for a moment. So turn with me to Matthew 18 and verse 1. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother, Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Think about this. While he thought on these things, the Greek word implies a conflict, perplexity, and a struggle. So it wasn't like when Mary told him that he goes, oh, praise God. There was a struggle. I guarantee you, the angel had to come. There needed to be a divine intervention with Joseph to convince him. So we don't know. The scriptures don't tell us. But knowing human nature, I'm sure Mary, the struggle that her and Joseph had initially, it was probably heartbreaking. It was probably, you know, I don't know if she said, do you believe me, Joseph? I don't know. But I know that he thought and wrestled with thoughts in his mind about this. So how would you feel? You tell Joseph, and he... maybe he didn't say he didn't believe. Maybe he just said, Mary, I got to think about all this stuff. And he walks away thinking about it. And there she is in her home. Well, what's going to happen? She's up at night. What's going to happen with Joseph? The one that I love, is he going to wait till this baby is born and then marry me? And the conflict with Joseph, really, as Mary is just conceived, I mean, she's working this out. Now she has another struggle, and that struggle is with Joseph. We don't always talk about that, but that's real. We know human nature. And so while he was conflicted in his thoughts, an angel came. Thank God for an angel. The angel came and said, listen, Mary was right. You know, God sees our struggles. I said, God sees our struggles. And if we'll stay faithful to him, he will send an angel, a messenger. God didn't call you and I to see if we can just survive down here. I never signed up for the TV program Survivor. I'm not a survivor. I'm going to be a thriver. That does not mean on this earth that there's not going to be times of struggle. I wish to God that that was all gone. But one thing I have noticed, if I remain faithful to God, God will at one time deal with the situation or person and the struggle will be over. Now, if it's a struggle of my own making, if it's a struggle of whether I want to obey God or I want to yield to Him, then I need to get alone with God and I need to ask God to send me an angel I can wrestle with. One of the things I'm going to ask Jacob is, Jacob, when I cross over, how big was that angel? Now, did you give that angel a full Nelson when you were wrestling him? How many know anything about wrestling? A full Nelson? A half Nelson? How did it happen that you had the strength to wrestle all night long? And Jacob, when he touched your thigh, was it painful? Did you walk away limping thinking, you know what, I wish I hadn't done that? You see, Mary had struggles like we have. We have the Lord Jesus Christ inside of us, the hope of glory. We have His nature, we have His Spirit in us, we have His Word in us. And as we gather together, worship, and hear the Word, the Christ in us is expanded because we die to ourselves. And so the more that I allow Jesus to expand in me, the more I can touch other people with His presence. Oh, there's a struggle. Paul said, the thing that I want to do, I don't do. He said, I see a law within my members. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. I'm trying to birth Christ to the Gentiles. I'm trying to birth revelation, but there's a struggle inside. But he said, thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. I don't know about you, but I know in my journey with Christ, there's been little struggles and major struggles. I don't like struggles of any kind. I don't like struggles in marriage, raising children, struggles with relatives, struggles with other believers. I don't like it. But I've learned this, that God seldom delivers me from struggles. He delivers me through them, not from them. And thank God, maybe somewhere you and I have learned a little bit about forbearance, long suffering, patience under conflict. Somewhere we need to allow the Christ who opened not His mouth to rise up. Because God promises the end, it's going to be better than the beginning. That the end of the matter is going to be blessed. And so when I think about Mary, we don't often say this, but Mary was a warrior. And Mary was a trooper. And Mary had the courage of Esther and Ruth and Deborah the prophetess. Mary just wasn't just, you know, just laid back. Mary had some struggles. Mary had to deliver a baby like all women do. Mary didn't have nurses in a hospital. She didn't have the things they give you to reduce the pain. You know, it's, you know, there's songs and say, well, the babe, you know, just went quietly to sleep. Well, we don't know that. When Jesus was born, we don't know how much He cried. Cried like every other baby. So Mary, even though she had struggles, She came and she said it at the beginning, let it be according to your word. And you know what I found out? When I begin to get in any type of struggle, the first few minutes of what I say determines how fast I'm going through that struggle. She knew she would have struggles. And immediately, instead of saying, well, how's that going to happen? When is it going to happen? What is Joseph going to say? Instead of that, her first response set in motion her victory. Let it be according to your word. Because according to your word is according to your will. And the will of God is what? Peace on earth. Goodwill towards all men. The will of God is that you and I live the abundant life. The will of God is we live a sanctified, consecrated life. The will of God is we do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Yes, Mary is on my short list of those I want to talk to in glory. I think when we approach Mary in glory, we'll find two characteristics that come right to the front of her persona. Number one, courage. She was a woman of courage. Number two, a woman of kindness. There's no more powerful virtues than that. Not just courage. If I just have courage without kindness, I can be abusive. If I just have kindness without courage, I can just become a mat for others. So Mary was full of courage. Let it be, Lord, according to your word. But she had kindness towards Joseph. Until the angel came, she didn't react. Oh my, what a glorious story of the intervention of God. What a glorious story how God prepared a holy people to allow the Holy One of Israel to be born inside of her, to be born in her, with her. How God prepared her heart and her mind. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will someday walk on the water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the blind? Heal the lame man. Mary, did you know that your biggest struggle hasn't come yet? Mary, did you know your biggest struggle will be when you look up upon your son on a cross, naked, bruised, bleeding? Mary, did you know that that struggle will only be temporary? Mary, did you know that on that morning, as you're running to the tomb, the same angel that told you about the birth of Christ will tell you he is not here, but risen? How good is God? I don't know what you're struggling with, but I do know this. If you will look at Mary as an example of not only glorious intervention, not only going through struggles with people, but if we'll look at the end, what God did, we can see the same pattern God is doing in your life. Don't be disheartened. Don't allow struggles to make you depressed. For God is working with you like Mary. Let the Son of God in us grow through hunger for God and revelation. Let the essence of His nature permeate a dark world this Christmas season. Mary, did you know that we'd be preaching about you 2,000 years later? Mary, did you know that forever we will thank God for a yielded, holy, submitted, and humble life? Thank you, Mary, for your example. No wonder God chose you to bear the Son of God. Amen. If you're watching tonight, Jesus wants to be in your heart. He wants to be in there and forgive you of all sin. If you can pray this with me tonight, you can let him in. Just pray this: Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all sin. I believe you died for me and rose the third day. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Spirit. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I accept you tonight, and I thank you. You're my Father, and you're my God, in Jesus' name. God bless you tonight. Remember, Mary, did you know our example for carrying